CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Tourism agencies are estimating that the number of tourists traveling in China during the national holiday period will exceed 300 million by the end of the week. Popular tourist attractions across the country have all seen visitor numbers soar. In East Nanjing, the number of tourists outstripped the capacity of Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum by 10 times. In Beijing, the Palace Museum has to abandon its original limit of 80,000 visitors a day to cater to tourist demand. It received more than 100,000 visitors for two consecutive days at the beginning of the week. China's retail and catering sectors post a year-on-year growth of 17.5% in sales during the National Day holiday, known as the Golden Week for businesses. The Ministry of Commerce says the revenues of the sectors total nearly 700 billion yuan, or 109 billion U.S. dollars, as companies nationwide cashed in on the holiday and staged various promotions to boost their sales. It says commodity prices during the holiday have remained basically stable thanks to abundant supplies. At least 35 people have been killed and 18 others injured in an expressway crash in North China's port city of Tianjin. The accident occurred yesterday when a coach rolled over after colliding with a car at the Tianjin section of an expressway linking the city's Binhainiu area with the city of Baoding in neighboring Hebei province. An official with the city's traffic management bureau says the coach was speeding and many passengers were thrown out of the vehicle when it hit the car and rolled over, causing heavy casualties. China's State Council have issued a guideline on supporting central Henan province to be built into a central plains economic zone for balanced development. It says the plan was made to secure a food supply and promote the balanced development of different regions. China's Long March 3-2 rocket carrier has sent a French-made telecom satellite into orbit from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center, marking the first time for China to provide launch service for a European satellite operator. It was also the 148th launch for the Long March rocket family. This is CRI News. China says it will provide $5 million U.S. dollars in cash to the flood-hit people in Pakistan. China has already donated $4.7 million U.S. dollars for flood victims, according to a statement from Pakistan's foreign ministry. The statement says the Chinese side has also supplied 7,000 tents recently. This year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded jointly to three women, Liberian President Ellie Johnson Sirleaf, Liberian Lamar Gbowee, and Tawakkul Karman of Yemen. They were recognized for their nonviolent struggle for the safety of women and for women's rights to full participation in peace-building work. Johnson Sirleaf is Africa's first female elected head of state, while Lamar Gbowee is a Liberian peace activist and Karman, a leading figure in Yemen's pro-democracy movement. The women will share the $1.5 million U.S. dollar prize money. Forces loyal to Liberia's transitional government have launched a major assault on the city of Sirte, one of the last Gaddafi strongholds. Hundreds of vehicles have advanced on the city from all sides and are currently close to the city center. Thousands of civilians have already left Sirte, but many more are thought to have remained behind. Sustained tank and mortar fire has been targeting the city, which lies 360 kilometers from the capital of Tripoli. The assault is thought to be the final push for Gaddafi's hometown, which is seen as the final step in officially overthrowing his regime. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says his government and NATO have failed to provide Afghans with security 10 years after the Taliban were overthrown. Karzai accuses Pakistan of supporting the insurgency. He has also told the BBC that he will step down in 2014. His comments come as the ex-commander of coalition forces say NATO allies remain far from reaching their goals in Afghanistan. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says if Syrian leadership cannot carry out necessary reforms, it will have to go. He also stresses the future of the country should be only decided by Syrian people. Medvedev warns Russia will veto any future UN Security Council sanctions to topple political regimes by Western countries. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.